Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, 6 months since launch of MyRent, Singapore's first peer-to-peer on-demand rental marketplace, the startup will be increasing coverage of its lender protection guarantee from $1,000 to $5,000. Lender protection guarantee lets users protect their items against theft and damage, and they have access to adequate protection when expensive items are put up for rent.
Well, MyRent's co-founders, Mark Kok and Rahul Sharma, they join us today for the update as well. They've always been interested in investing in their user community, which is also why, aside from increasing lender protection guarantee, MyRent has partnerships with enterprise security firms Persona, a market-leading card scanning software developer, and Dynity, a company that enhances user security to keep scams and fraud at bay, providing a safe rental environment for all users. And gentlemen, welcome to the studio. Mark, tell us about the strategy of betting big on the sharing economy, and how has consumer behavior shifted to bring about the need for this strategy?
I think we are still at the very beginning of sharing economy, and thanks to all these sharing platforms such as Airbnb and Grab, people are getting more comfortable with dealing with strangers.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there are quite a lot of studies show that younger generation are more willing to share things.
Mm-hmm.
They show a strong preference on less ownership. So I think the future for sharing economy is pretty exciting.
So you see this industry growing further, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
How much you reckon? Enough to make you millionaire? No. I mean, how foresee, say, the next couple of years? Rahul?
So I think you already mentioned that it's still growing. If I just recall one of the studies done by Forbes, which say that it is going to grow from a couple of million, like in 15 billion in 2014, to up to 335 billion USD in up to 2025. So which is a huge number. So the revenue is going to be huge in terms of sharing economy. So these are the numbers which are forecasted by some of the reputable companies. So we are just trying to stick by
take
the
a slice of it.
Slice of it, yes.
Well, talk to us about some of the challenges, I mean, initially when you faced while creating the first item rental marketplace that offers a lender protection guarantee.
Yeah, sure. So I think lender protection guarantee is the heart of MyRent. When we first launched back in May 2019, it was one of the most loved feature. So in nutshell, lender protection guarantee, as how we mentioned, it covers all the loss and theft and damages. So we knew that this is the feature which people love, and this is the heart of the system. Then we want to enhance the user experience even further. We want to bring more peace of mind for expensive items, and that's when we decided that we want to improve to make it more comprehensive coverage of up to 5,000. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to launch it in early next year.
Why this particular number? Like, why 5-time increase? And also, why is it important to you to provide users with that kind of peace of mind? Because presumably, lend at your own risk, so to speak, right?
Right. So I think it's a very data-driven decision. We've been seeing how the type of items people have been renting starting from. So as we started, people were renting out their cameras and then their lenses, their drones. And as we were growing and growing and people were building that kind of trust in our platform, more and more expensive items being coming on board. So we think that so we basically see that how much of the average item or the 95 percentile of the items are like, so which basically tells us an idea that based on the average value of the item, we need to bump up our coverage to be more comprehensive.
Mm-hmm. Right, your Money FM 89.3. We're talking to MyRent's co-founders Mark Kok and Rahul Sharma. Well, tell us, as Southeast Asia's internet economy grows, the number of e-commerce fraud cases are also increasing. I mean, you've taken an active approach to protect the users, which is good. Tell us more about those partnerships that you have forged.
Yeah, sure. At MyRent, we are building a technology platform which is fast, simple, and secure for our users. So to do that, we are partnering with some of the companies like Persona and Dynity, as you mentioned. They help us to weed out all the bad actors in terms of identity as well as wrong payment methods. For instance, invalid cards. For instance, so Dynity uses some dice scan technology to help us identify these kind of cases.
Okay, so apart from your online rental marketplace, you're also exploring merchant partnerships with traditional brick-and-mortar stores. Thank you for some help for them, yeah. To rent out the unused inventory, for example, and ecosystem partnerships here in Singapore as well. Why the shift into these new areas? And what are your hopes for these new ventures?
I think at the end of the day, we need to bring more and more inventory to MyRent. And at the same time, we believe bringing these kind of brick and mortar stores will only help us to expand in terms of building the trust in the community. These brick and mortar stores have a lot of unused inventories, only collecting dust, which we feel that if it comes on board, it can help us to expand to some of the avenues which they are not able to reach out to those people who might be interested in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some of their stuff, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mark, tell us, how do you plan to launch in these two markets next year?
To
the brick and mortar store the partnerships.
Mm. We are looking forward for onboarding more local store, like make them online, mm-hmm. move them online, and help them to manage their inventory and everything.
Oh. Yeah. So to give you some of the examples, we are already working with some of costume companies in Singapore, as well as online.
Like Halloween?
Halloween. It could be for anything, like Halloween. Okay. Comic-Con. So Comic-Con is coming. Oh. We'll be there at Comic-Con as well. If you guys are heading out there, reach out to us at Comic-Con Booth 6.
B6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there as well. We are partnering with one of the largest costume companies in Singapore, CCM. They are helping us to have some inventory for us in place.
Fancy being Spider-Man, but what are the current challenges, though, you face as you expand and grow?
Expanding and growing, I think the most important thing for us at MyRent is to build that trust platform. I think to identify these kind of cases, which we are actively working on right now, yes, but then there are still a lot of work to be done at the end of the day to build that trustable model which can make renting safe, simple in Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm. And we do have some exciting plan for early next year, which included an expansion to not only one, but three others market. Mm-hmm. We'll keep everyone updated on this.
Okay, tell us now.
So can tell us now.
We will say it included market in some cities in Asia and also Europe.
Mm. Okay, good. Okay, tell us, what keeps you guys going? And have there ever been thoughts of giving up?
Giving up, definitely not. What keeps us going, I would say, at my end, we are solving a problem which is really personal to us, right? To give you an example, I mean, we are always traveling out and you know, we have to always buy those gadgets or instruments which we only use for once or twice. And
they are puffy coats.
Only collecting dust at the wardrobe. So why not, we have the shared pain points and we think that this is something which not only us have, a lot of people in our community have, because we are really always in touch with to get some feedback from our consumers. Mm. They have similar pain points. So we think that this is a problem worth solving and we think this will keep us going.
Mark?
Yep. I think we are constantly trailed by the feedback from our users. They love MyRent and they like the idea of own experience, not things. I think we are building on something really impactful that keep us like motivated.
Tell us what the strangest thing people want to rent out.
I guess it could be a
music box.
Picnic basket. Yeah.
That's not so strange. You're not telling us the real secrets, are you?
Picnic basket.
For me, it was a bit weird.
MyRent's co-founders, Mark Kok and Rahul Sharma, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.